Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Achrei Mos Kedoshim, Tavshin Ayin Zayin. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha about the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. In Perek Tes Ayin Pasuk Vav, the Torah tells us that the Kohen Gadol had to bring a par, a bull offering, of which the blood he would take and sprinkle in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Pasuk tells us, why did he bring this carbon? The Torah says, V'chiper ba'adoyu ba'ad be'soy. And with this, he will have an atonement for himself and for his household. The Mishnah in Yuma, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, explains that what does it mean, V'chiper ba'adoy v'ad beisoy? What's beisoy? Beisoy zu ishtoy, that's his wife. From here, the Mishnah says that a Kohen Gadol has to be married on Yom Kippur in order to do the Avodah. If he doesn't have a wife, he is pasul, he is unfit to perform the Avodah for Yom HaKippurim. In fact, the Mishnah tells us, and the Gemara expounds on it, that they would prepare a second wife for him, just in case, Chas V'Shalom, his first wife died. This requirement that the Kohen Gadol must be married, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that it was a kapara for the chet of Nadav and Avihu. We know Nadav and Avihu, the two children of Aaron HaKohen, in fact, the beginning of the parasha talks about Achrei Mos Shnei Bnei Aaron, the death of the two sons of Aaron. Then there's a machlokes why they died. One shita why they were punished was because they never married. And another shita, according to the Medrash by Yikra Rabba in Perichaf, says because they never had children. Why is it that Nadav and Avihu either didn't have children or did not marry? The Svarim explain, because Nadav and Avihu made a mistake on their level, if we could say such a thing, that they thought that their aliyah and ruchnias, that their spiritual ecstasy and love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be much higher if they would be able to sanctify their physical lives and not have to compromise and be married and lead a regular life. In that way, they were not mekayim the mitzvah of Puru Ravu, they were not mekayim the mitzvah of the Torah of getting married, and as a result, they were punished. For this reason, the Kohen Gadol has to predicate his extraordinary spiritual service on a commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire that we fuse, or that he fuse, his spiritual pursuits with his physical life. His entry into the Kodesh HaKadoshim is not only suggested that he be married, but it's contingent on the fact that he be married. If he's not married, he cannot go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And this idea that the Kohen Gadol can only go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim unless he's married really is a microcosm, and it's an example for our lives as well. Our daily lives are fused with Kachay Kachim and Kachim Kalim and Chulin. Our daily lives are fused with doing things that are extremely holy and doing things which are mundane. We daven, we learn, we say brachas, we're Mekayim Mitzvahs, and that's leading a life of Kachay HaKadoshim. And sometimes we make a mistake and we say Kachay Kachim is one thing, the Avodah is one area, and Chulin and Kachim Kalin are another area. And we don't fuse the two. Our job in this world is that we have to take even the mundane things that we do in our daily lives and make them into Kachay HaKadoshim, and to make them great things. And the opposite is also true. Even the holy things that we do, we have to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to take those things and to be able to translate them into our day-to-day lives. Quite often people make a mistake, as we said earlier, and they think that both of them are mutually exclusive. Perhaps that is also a remez and an understanding that we can have in the beginning of this week's parasha, Parsha Kedoshim, where the Torah says, Kedoshim tiyu, you shall be holy, and the Mefarshim say, Kadosh atzmecha b'mutar lach. A person has to make himself holy with the things that are permitted to him. Which means that yes, although we are allowed to eat and drink and all the mundane things that we have to do, but a person has to remember that he has to do it in a Kachay Kachim way. He has to do it in a Kedoshim way. He has to do it in a way which is holy. He has to do it in a way which translates to Avodas Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the challenge in this world that yes, we have to lead normal lives, so to speak, and we have to lead mundane lives, but we can do it on a much higher plane. We can do it on a much holier plane. And that is the lesson of the Kohen Gadol and Parshas Kedoshim. Guten Shabbos.